talk recognizes real talk. Wednesday, January 13th, 2020. Ooh, how you doing? You need to take a breath? Now's a good time. I'm betting that you decided to get away from the news, the television, the chatter, and get off to yourself and do something just a little bit different. That's why you're listening right now. And you probably picked a good time to do it, because here at 8:08 on Wednesday, January 13th, 2020, we're dealing with some stuff, aren't we? Yeah, Real Talk recognizes Real Talk. Welcome. I'm going to try and give you something to help you get through, help myself get through. I'm going to kind of go back to something I was doing on an early episode. And that's pretty much like reading. good stuff. Yeah, as we dwell on what's going on in our America, someone say America, United States government. Yeah, we're dealing with some stuff. If you have been listening to some of my podcasts already, you probably have heard one where I read a little bit about mistakes. Mistakes as warnings, mistakes as teachers, reframing mistakes. Mistakes are actually two prerequisites for spontaneity. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. The fear of mistakes kills your right to self-expression. It makes you afraid to be your spontaneous self, to say what you think and feel. If you are never allowed to say the wrong thing, you may never feel free enough to say the right thing. To say that you love someone, or that you hurt, or want to give comfort. Yeah, so that kind of goes back to my whole understanding of being authentic, being real. Real talk recognizes real talk. I mean, the more I can do that, you know, because to do that, to be authentic, you kind of open yourself up. There's some vulnerability involved with that. And the saying goes that when I reveal something vulnerable about myself or do something that puts me in a vulnerable light, I unconsciously give the other people, persons, those witnessing this, I unconsciously give them permission to do the same thing. Yeah, it's like something that goes off on the inside of you when you're watching somebody being vulnerable that triggers like the non-judgmental the non-judgmental gene or effect or concept in your thinking, and you're like, okay, yeah, they're pretty cool. They're just regular people. They ain't trying to be all that. Yeah. And when you look at it in the light of, you know, if you're thinking somebody is being all that in a bag of chips, egotistical, or whatever their character defect might be, for you to be able to recognize it says something about you as well. Yeah, so, the dream of perfection makes you stifle all of that because you have no right to faux pas or... What? You have no right to a faux pas or excessive sentiment. You have no right to a faux pas, like a mistake, or an excessive sentiment. That kind of like, you know, you have no right to be, passionate. Like, you know, really express some angst about a thing. So we got to make room for people to do that. Now, taking that in conjunction with what we're going through today, Real Talk recognizes Real Talk Wednesday, January 13th at 2020 at 8:13 p.m. We're 5 minutes and 10 seconds into the broadcast. Real Talk recognizes Real Talk. We're trying to get real. So we know that shouting out fire in a crowded theater, though you're free to do that, will cause some certain things. So you're free to do that and say what you feel. We want you to do that. We want you to express what's really going on, but in a manner that does not incite some harm. What's going to happen when I yell out, "Fire! Get out of here, go! The shooting is a bomb!" And there ain't none. In a movie theater or something. Pandemonium. So we juxtapose that. We line that up with, they stole the election. It was invalid. Even after courts have said that that is a lie. Courts that are adjudicated by your own people saying that that is a lie. No, it was a good election. Come on now. We allow you to say what you're going to say, but it is like screaming fire in a crowded theater. So the right to free speech does have some limitations. You can't just say certain things in certain places that's going to cause harm. Look at the law, look at the statute. I think that's pretty much the gist of it. But we want to allow you to make your mistakes, because we need to make our mistakes. Yeah. The willingness to make mistakes means that it's okay to disappoint people, to have a moment of awkwardness, to have a conversation take an uncomfortable turn. We talk about that in conjunction with having the big talk about racism. You know, you got to have that difficult conversation with white folks and black folks together, you know, and realize that there's no, what's the term they use? The black people are not a monolith. Just like white people are. You got all different kinds of people, even like within the Republican Party. You have different sides, very obvious now. But even in the black community, we have different sides. We have those that we would call coons. We have those that we would call Uncle Toms, even though this, you read the book, it's like kind of backwards where they have that represented. But still, it's a thing where we have to have some uncomfortable conversations and feel like it's okay to do that to get to a better place. That's contrast. That's law of attraction. That's, unless I know what I don't want, I do not really know what I do want. When I better know what I don't want, I am really better prepared and better able to see what I do want. Consider the case of Andrea. She hangs out with the same two people at work because any new relationship would be too unpredictable. Suppose the new person didn't like her jokes or thought that some of her remarks were stupid. She'd have to watch everything she said. Andrea's situation illustrates how the fear of mistakes can, one, isolate you because you're afraid of the judgments of someone new, and two, choke off spontaneity because you have to vigilantly watch what you express. You gotta watch yourself all the time. You're walking on eggshells because you gotta watch what you're gonna say because you might offend somebody. It takes a while, I think, to kind of overcome that. I'm here at my age and I'm still sometimes like tippy-toeing around folks. But I made a promise to myself this year that I will, in no uncertain terms, if I have to use the old man concept, like, excuse me, but I'm, you know, older person and F that, you know, and really say what's going on and maybe even use some colorful language just to emphasize the point. So the concept that there will be no mistakes as non-existent in the present. To understand this concept, it would be helpful to first examine the most common categories of mistakes. One, errors of fact. You hear Highway 45 on the phone, write down Highway 49 and get lost. 2, failure to reach a goal. Summer arrives and you are still too fat to get into your bathing suit. I said it just like that. That's the way it was written. 3, wasted effort. You gather 300 signatures on a recall petition and they fail. That's in the book. That's not because I'm watchful of what's happening in the chambers right now, but that's what it says. 4, errors of judgment. You decide to get the cheaper paint and it fades. 5, missed opportunities. The stock you decide to buy at $5 is now $30. 6, forgetfulness. You get all the way to the potluck and realize that your salad dressing is still at home in the refrigerator. 7, overindulgence in legitimate pleasures. The party was fun, but you have a goddamn hangover. I had a little emphasis on my own just now. 8, inappropriate emotional outbursts. You yell at your spouse and feel awful about it later. You yell at the people in the office and feel bad about it later. I can go on. 9, procrastination. You never got around to fixing the roof and now the dining room wallpaper is ruined. 10, impatience. You try a bigger wrench on the nut and the bolt breaks. I've done stuff like that, and boy. 11, violations of your moral code. You tell a white lie. I'll be out of town this weekend. On Saturday, you run into the person you were avoiding. So that's 11 categories of mistakes right there. 11. So there are going to be some. This list can go on and on. Classifying the ways to go wrong has been a popular human pastime since Moses came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments. If you believe that really happened. But then there's a common thread running through these examples that will help in understanding mistakes. A mistake is anything you do that you later, upon reflection, wish you had done differently. This applies also to the things you didn't do that you later, upon reflection, wish you had done. The key word here is later. Later may be a split second or a decade after the act. This word later is really, really important. Check this out. When you apply too much force to the nut and the bolt breaks, later is very important indeed. It seems like immediately, but it's not. There is a lag between the action and the regret. It is this lag time, short or long, that is the key to freeing yourself from the tyranny of mistakes. At the exact moment of action, you are doing what seems reasonable. It is your later interpretation that turns this action into a mistake. Mistake is a label you always apply in retrospect, when you realize you could have done something more reasonable. Boom. That's what is happening. So apply later when things start appearing to be a mistake. Will I see this as a mistake later? Or will I continue to see this as a mistake later? Because when I started this, I thought it was the right thing to do. But sometimes we kind of think, in the back of our mind, that we kind of know, okay, yeah, I probably shouldn't have been doing that. And you did it anyway. So Real Talk recognizes Real Talk. We're at 14 minutes and 5 seconds. Let's try to, you know, breathe. Oh, shout out to Brother J. Miles, Jonathan, Christopher Miles, following you doing some breathing exercises. What was that, yesterday? Just happened to be doing the one that I did with my wife recently. Fire breath. Very, very invigorating. But right now, I just still want to go right into my 4 seconds of breath coming in, holding for 4 seconds, then releasing for 8 as we go into our 15 minutes of this broadcast. Yeah, go ahead and start breathing. 4 seconds in. Hold for 4 seconds. and release for 8. Real talk recognizes real talk.